This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Attacks on homeopathy, rats with human brains, cholesterol without coenzyme Q10, that would be statin drugs, and social media addiction. Those are but a few of the substances that we are going to imbibe in today. Did I say that, Super Don? Indulge in, imbibe in. You know what? I'm wearing my cannabis cup t-shirt. I'm wearing my cannabis cup t-shirt from how many years ago was it that we were at the cannabis cup in Colorado, the first year that weed was actually legal, full on legal?
Gosh, I'd say it's at least
three, four years ago, maybe. Ah!
Yeah.
Exploded my Okay.
So, I'm sorry. My level too high?
Your level just went hot suddenly, but that's all right. I'm awake now. Everybody all awake now.
Hello.
Good morning. If you want to see the cannabis cup shirt, it was a freebie from High Times. And I still am not a guy that smokes cannabis, just so you know, but completely in support of the utilization of this plant for all of the benefits that it has for humans and animals and children, whether it be cancer, whether it be seizure disorders, anxiety, we go on and on. Neurological benefits, protection of brains from CTEs, all of that stuff. And we've got some updates related to FDA. Are they getting kinder and gentler on cannabis or not? We're going to talk about that, too. I think looking at the notes, Super Don, we got a couple hours of how are we going to get to everything? And I'm not stalling. I'm just questioning.
That's pretty much how it is most of the time, you know. But you you deftly maneuver through everything and manage to get it all done.
Somehow. But first, yes. I got to play in the dirt before we go there.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Drinking my yerba mate tea and dandelion tea as I'm getting ready to go out back into the garden. Actually, I was sort of out there today. We have a garden show in town, and I'm so excited because it's strawberry time. I know folks up north are going to be real mad at me for saying this, but I'm getting ready to plant strawberries because we've got a long growing season right through the winter months here, and I haven't done that yet. And I remember TMB, Ty Bollinger, they grow strawberries in their backyard up in Tennessee. It's like, why not me? So I got the raised beds going. We're going to set it up and have some delicious strawberries. We'll be able to do some garden updates. So,
all right. So what do you do with your strawberries exactly?
Eat them.
Well, I mean, do you do any? Well, of course. But I mean, do anything like spend? You make like strawberry shortcake or strawberry cheesecake? Or notice I'm following it with cake on every one.
You're planting good seeds for me to remind my wife, honey. I think we need some of the ideas that Super Don has thrown out there.
There you go.
Yes. I don't want to mess it up, but, man, strawberry cheesecake sounds pretty good. So we got that going on. But first and foremost, would we be in the garden a lot more if it weren't for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc.? That's the mental health segment. We had a few mental health segments updates today on the show. And this one is about social media addiction. And I was talking to Super Don before we got on the air today. By the way, welcome once again, robertscottbell.com, if you want to check out the notes and the links to articles that we're going to be referring to this hour and next. Would we be out in the garden more or doing something else? I mean, Super Don, when we were kids, we were out playing kick the can and tackle the guy with the ball. We used to call it something very politically incorrect way back when. All the kind of crazy stuff that we kids do. And there was no social network. How did we survive, right? No. We were on the beginning phases of Pong, maybe. Then they came out with the handheld football game with a few red dots going back and forth. It was so silly. But to go where it's gone, the electronic media, to the point where we, according to this article, some kids are spending upwards of 9 hours a day, longer than they sleep, on social media. And I thought, would we be on social media? You brought me in reluctantly, and you were right. We needed to do it. We did.
It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
It's not like I'm totally blaming you, but it was like beyond my ability to conceive of that years ago we would start in Facebook, so you know, start utilizing the social media for getting the word out on the show, which is what a lot of folks have done. It kind of a little bit in the early phases equalized ability to outreach, right? Because everybody was going to this place suddenly, and you could be maybe identified there. Now it seems to be much more controlled, but the controlling aspect of this might have been from the very beginning. Who is this guy that's commenting on this? We got some audio clips from this guy talking about how they set this up on purpose to do what it does.
Yeah, Sean Parker is the founding person of Facebook. He basically, you know, back in the day, if you remember, we used to have a MySpace page. Remember that? And
that's
that was
right,
like...
Yes.
MySpace. Oh, MySpace. And MySpace just lost its mind and went crazy and was just annoying as heck. And then Facebook came along. And Sean Parker was the guy that started Facebook. And he did a very interesting interview. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was earlier last week.
Okay.
Talking about what it was that was going on when they created Facebook. And how it's very eye opening the information that they had and the motivations that they had in putting Facebook together and creating it the way that they have.
Right, and it's tapping into the hive mind a little bit, or maybe a lot of it. And Sean Parker is not related to Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park, is he?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay, different guy. All right. Well, social media, they're talking about, it's extremely addictive. Did they know going in, or was it a happy accident for the multi-billionaires it made? That's the question, and Sean Parker answers it right here.
You know, if the thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them to really understand it, that thought process was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever.
Excuse me. A dopamine hit? They knew this going in. Now, why shouldn't they have been forced to register Facebook with the FDA as a potentially dangerous and addicting new drug?
Right.
You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
They've admitted it. Now, this is the point of, we can mentally addict you. We know how to do this. We know how to get your time and attention and give you a dopamine hit. That sounds to me like a drug, doesn't it? Where is the DEA on this, right? Instead of going after weed, which apparently is not really that addictive after all. We've covered that for a long time. Now, this is a process of exploiting what they knew about the way the mind works. Were they successful? I don't know how many billions are using it, but pretty big on the exploitation level.
And that's going to get you to contribute more content, and that's going to get you, you know, more likes and comments. I mean, it's a social validation feedback loop that it's like a, I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology.
So these guys, committed hackers, exploiting weakness in human fallibility. And human fallibility. They preyed on all of us. Now, I'm not here to throw out the social media baby with the bathwater, because I know that, for instance, we've gotten a lot of information out over the years, and many of our friends in the new media have, by utilizing this. Of course, now they control it through algorithms so much, but initially, and even to some degree today, there is some level of sneaking things out into the world that couldn't get out as easily. if we didn't have social media and social networks. So there's always a positive side to the negative, darker side of this. But Super Don, I don't know that I'd be that intrigued and interested in it if I didn't have a radio show to put this kind of stuff out to the world for purpose, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, we do use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and things that we've come into as time has gone on because we're kind of old. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a great networking tool. It's a great advertising tool. That's where everybody went. And I mean, that's how these things work. You know, if you have something, whether you're trying to sell something, mm-hmm. you are trying to, you know, take an activist, you know, perspective to things, you're going to go where the people are, right? I mean, if you were going to open up, if you sold food and you wanted people to order your food or buy your food, you're not going to set up your restaurant in the middle of the forest. You're going to go where the people are. And this is what happened was everybody migrated from MySpace. Went to Facebook. Facebook became this huge marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. And this you know place where you could connect with people. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, now, but I agree with you. There are, especially now, having been exposed to Facebook for so long, I don't know that I would join it if I knew what I knew now then, right?
No, I respect people that don't do it. I really do. And I don't think it's necessary for life itself, but I recognize in terms of marketing in some way, getting messages out. Right now, it still is the primary medium. I still would like to see something emerge that would outdo Facebook in terms of the ability to communicate freely without restriction, the natural medicines that we talk about, the ways to heal, the ways that avoid pharmaceutical traps. But again, these guys are playing mind games. Did they know what they were doing in advance, though?
And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom at Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
What, now, this is a guy, is he making a confession? It's not a deathbed confession.
In a way, yeah. He's pretty much just kind of just written off social media. And I think he's having a bout of conscience in this situation because he feels bad about it.
Yeah, if you could spend between 2 and 9 hours a day on this, unless, again, you've got something that you're promoting to help build something you're building, perhaps, it's hard to argue that this is a great use of your time and attention, right? Time and attention where I would like it to be in the dirt. Everybody growing some food. Everybody, even in the winter months up north. A little greenhouse, a little windowsill, something to keep it going. You got one of those water towers. However you got to do it, please, please, please grow some food. We got a lot more things to talk about, including rats with human brains. I'm not sure why we're talking about them, but there are mad scientists in our midst.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane.
Yes, remember that great Pinky and the Brain. Well, it's an appropriate theme for this Pinky and the Brain update, the lack of a better way to say it. Rats with human brains. Human-rodent hybrids created in labs spark ethical nightmare. Really? I mean, if you've got any ethics, you would never consider doing things like this. Much less morality, which, you know, gets into more of a spiritual perspective on this. But making, I think they call them chimeras, the human-animal hybrids.
Yeah, in this story, they're calling them organoids.
Organoids?
And really? Organoids, yes.
This is like humans run amok. We've talked about the danger of humans with technology, right? We don't have the capacity or consciousness to really limit ourselves. Now, I know that you do, and I do perhaps, but my goodness, the mad scientists, people going to get their PhDs, and they're willing to do some just horrific things. Their claim, of course, that this is going to help them with research against Alzheimer's, for instance. If we can only genetically engineer rat brains to be more like human brains, and how are we going to do that? Oh, we'll just borrow some cells from aborted fetal tissue. Right? Babies that were killed in utero. And they're going to borrow. And it's like, really? You could pile one moral ethical dilemma on top of another and you'll never dig deep enough to find out how horrific this is. Now, those that would argue with the Robert Scott Bell Show, me, RSB, about this would say, well, then you're for Alzheimer's. You're for brain cancer. You're for, you know, it's like, Is that really what you're going to say? Is that what you hear them say, Super Don? Because I sort of hear them say that.
Well, yes. And you know, what's interesting, I hadn't thought about this until now, but if you look at this article, now, first off, okay, the ethical debate that's being put out there, let's just tackle the ethical part of this real quick first.
Okay.
Is that when they're doing this testing, they're introducing like these embryonic stem cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, look, that's a red flag for a lot of people. And what's happening is the human brain cells are attaching themselves, melding with the rat brain, so that the rat brain now is part human brain, right? And so they bring up a good point here that if you have the rat's brain becoming more and more of a human brain, at what point do you have to consider that a rat is no longer a rat and it's now a human?
I think the opposite, Super Don. I think humans are becoming more rat-like in our lifetime. More and more just led down a maze of improbability, because who would have predicted that humans would say, yes, poison my food, I want more of it. Make it cheaper, make it faster, make it easier, I'm going to eat more of that, right?
Sure.
And cancer?
That's a good point.
That's just genetic, right? Yep. This is the kind of direction we've been going for years, so I guess it was only a matter of time before they... And what was it in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, ultimately? Wasn't it the rats that were actually... creating
was
the
entire, it?
Yeah, I think it was the end of that. So Douglas Adams had some prescient perspective on this. Not lovely to think about, but certainly humorous, because if not, then we're going to cry.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Now, the other point I wanted to make here is if you scroll down in this article, they've got these two pictures of these rats, right, in the lab.
Yeah.
And these are horrible pictures. I mean, you got one rat with like these pins that are like coming out of its skull with electrodes attached to it and all that stuff like that. And then the other one is a picture of a rat. It almost looks like it's like getting a fill up of gas or something. It's like a tube that's like right coming out of the top of its head. And I'm looking at this, and if you remember, I don't know, it was maybe 2-3 years ago, our favorite he came out with an article, and he's an oncologist, right? He's like a cancer guy. He came out with an article talking about the torture of rats because somebody did an acupuncture study on them, right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Remember that? And it was just like, you know, they poked some needles in it to see if acupuncture worked on rats. And I'm thinking, you calling that torture? If you look at these pictures, these animals are, I mean, it looks like something out of Frankenstein.
Yeah, humans are willing to do evil things to humans and animals.
Though that's torture.
No, not at all. Listen, folks, we already know how to reverse neurological degradation, much less prevent it. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you've got questions or comments, go to robertscottbell.com. Leave them there. Or you can always go to the social media that you might be addicted to or not, but for good purpose when you find us there. Then it's okay, right? We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Unscrupulous attacks on homeopathy in California happening all over again. I've got some history there. We'll talk to Rick Jaffe, Esquire, about that as he's tackling the attacks on homeopathy in the courts. And could it set precedent for homeopathy in the United States of America? Remember, it's been under attack in England. They pulled it off the NHS reimbursement plan, apparently. What is so scary about homeopathy? It hurts no one. And if it doesn't work, why do you care? Right? Don't tell me you care about people getting duped, because you're duping them all of the time with Big Pharma. So your claims that is dangerous because people might not get the real medicine are disingenuous and they fall on deaf ears here, although we're going to tackle it next hour. But for now, let's attack the disingenuous nature of the Fear and Death Administration.
Prostitutes on the left hand side. Prostitutes on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Am I supposed to go easy on the FDA? Go cheer, hurrah, hooray, FDA, you're doing something good here? I'm not going to do it, Super Don. You can't make me.
Okay. I wouldn't ask you to do that. That would be a bit too much, but you do need to at least acknowledge the facts.
I don't have to acknowledge squat. But go ahead.
Well, I guess you don't have to.
Tell me what facts you want me to acknowledge. Let's go through it. Come on. Let's go through it.
All right. Well, okay. We've got an article here out of Forbes that I had to throw this into the mix today simply because it is the FDA, and in this article they're painting the FDA in kind of a maybe not so bad light. The headline is FDA is open to medical marijuana for vets, but other agencies stand in the way.
Right, this is them going, it's not us, it's the DEA, don't look at us, stop crying about us, we're good, we're the good guys.
Yes.
I don't believe them. Why?
Okay.
Well, because the only form of cannabis that they're in support of, or semi-support of, or not in direct opposition of, are the drug forms that they're coming out with. For instance, the cannabidiol from the cloned plants that they want to reveal as a drug through GW Pharma out of England. And in this way, could they then say, hey, this is available already through a drug, and we're going to wipe out the CBD market from hemp? That's why I don't, you know, this is like a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's really a wolf, and it's a big bad wolf. And I'm not buying this garbage that they're on board. I know, oh, it's medical marijuana. It's like, no, we already have access to cannabis in 29 states in the District of Columbia. We don't need the Fear and Death Administration suddenly go, oh, it's okay, as long as it's a drug. Because the drug's never going to be able to do what the plant can do, and certainly the cost differential, bankruptcy versus affordability. You do it as a synthetic drug isolate or even a clone plant that has a monopoly on the market, that whatever $10 thing it would be $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 or more. And that's the track record of the Fear of Death Administration running cover for the drug industry. As long as it's a drug, we'll be okay with it. See, this is pretty why I'm playing this game.
No. Well, okay. Yeah. So now I threw the ball into your side of the court.
Okay, you get to
and you,
hit
you
it
just
back.
You just whacked it back at me. Okay, yeah. I accept the challenge.
Okay,
here's my take on this, and I agree with you. You're 100% right. The motivation here, the agenda behind the FDA being quote open to considering the potential of cannabis as medicine is there. There is an agenda there, and it would be because the FDA is looking to not approve cannabis in its natural form. They are wanting to try and fast track the approval of the synthetic forms of this. Now, here's where I see the silver lining to this, okay? Because cannabis is a Schedule One, and until whether you like it or not, okay, I mean, just the fact that it's a quote Schedule One is acknowledgement of the fact that government is standing in the way. And as long as it's a Schedule One, it's going to be a headache for a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the FDA were to lead the way on this. Because, look, it's got to cross the threshold of the FDA to begin with, right, before this research is even going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
If the FDA is softening their stance on it, and they, even if they are pursuing the synthetic version of this, what it's going to do then is open the door, okay?
You think so?
I think so. Because, look, if the FDA can take cannabis and they can isolate a cannabinoid and then they can do the research on it, and if their agenda is to approve a pharmaceutical drug, that's fine. But that does not change the fact that if the research is done and it shows even that cannabinoid in the synthetic version is successful, they put the stamp on it, there's no way they're going to be able to disassociate that from the natural cannabinoid. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so it's going to give validation. Intellectually, it'll validate from the governing.
Yes, and there are enough people out there that are pushing hard on trying to get this thing legalized in the natural form that if that scientific evidence exists on the synthetic form, they're going to be able to draw on that and say, well, it works on the synthetic form. That means it works on the natural form, too.
Okay, so you're dealing with intellectual mental body.
I'm looking at the long game on this.
Long game, yep. Okay. But, of course, the short game is that they get the drug approved, then they feel like they can target and get rid of all the competition to it, which is my concern here.
But now let's think about this for a second, because the use of cannabis as medicine has been going on for how many years now? Even if it's been done, let's say, for the lack of a better word, illicitly, okay? It's been done. People know. And one of the things I thought was encouraging in this article was the acknowledgement here that from this scientist, Sue Sisley. Mm-hmm. That's a fun name. Mm-hmm. She acknowledges the fact. She says, as a scientist, I'm skeptical of subjective claims. But, she says, we have a mountain of anecdotal reports from veterans. And this is kind of leaning towards the veteran side of things here. She says, we have a mountain of anecdotal reports from veterans claiming that cannabis is life-saving. So I am encouraged by this, because even from a skeptical scientist, here we have acknowledgement of the fact that a mountain of anecdotal evidence is something that's being looked at here. And it can't be ignored.
Guess what, Super Don? The anecdotal evidence is coming not from the drug synthetic form, but from the utilization of the plant form.
By veterans.
What preceded this, Super Don, is the fact that people have identified over the past few years, we've reported on it, that the federal government holds a patent on the use of cannabidiol for very specific medical uses. So for them to have a maintenance of a stand that cannabis has no value as a medicine, ludicrous doesn't even start to begin to start. I mean,
it's a lie.
Redundant now. I mean, it's
a lie. At this
so point. My concern, of course, is to the access for those who want the plant, that the federal government doesn't waste resources going after it. Now, I don't think they will ultimately, because it's become so accepted, even though it's not everywhere yet.
And you can't put the genie back in the bottle on this.
No. And the fact that the opioid thing has become the thing. Whenever the federal government misallocates resources, I think they call it that, you begin to say, you're really going after cannabis when you've got FDA-approved opioids killing thousands of people a year? So we have an ability, I think, to head that off the pass even so. But I'm just you're not going to make me like the Fear and Death Administration.
Like I said, I wasn't trying to get you to like the FDA, think, again, you know, these are little rays of sunshine that we need to at least acknowledge. And, you know, and you brought up the opioid epidemic. I don't think, not that we want to take it, you know, what's the term? You don't let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
I don't think we want to capitalize on that, but we want to at least acknowledge the fact that the opioid epidemic coming to a head like it has could not have been a better situation for the legalization of cannabis.
True, very true. It puts perspective where it should have been a long time ago, but they're not there yet. Go back and listen to my Thursday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, a full hour discussion with Jonathan Emord, the FDA and now FTC Dragon Slayer, on the issue of what really is the threat to health freedom in America. And FDA comes in a very close second place to the FTC. So go back and listen to that. Now, what was the Randy Newman song? Fat people got...
No, it's short reason. People.
Oh, it's short people? Wasn't fat people? Jeez, man, I always get those old songs wrong. Well, if you want to go where the skinny people live, where are you going to go? John Denver, Rocky Mountain High. Apparently, and this is sort of counterintuitive, isn't it? If you were to list the top 50 states, you know, because there are only 50 that we know of at this point, and not states of being, not states of how high are you, but states of how fat you are. Which state has the worst record for the most fat people? Which states have the least fat people? And would you think Colorado, if you were to pick Colorado on that list, based on the approval of cannabis in all forms, for recreational use as well, wouldn't you have thought maybe, just maybe, they would be inching up on that list? At a certain point, it's been, what, 3 years free for all smoking weed, no?
You have visions of stoners eating nachos, right? I mean, that's just kind of like what the stereotype is.
Right? Maybe Rocky Mountain High organic cupcakes. I don't know what they're eating. But the fact of the matter is, on this list, the top five fattest states, they're nowhere to be found. The least five fattest states, they happen to be number one. That makes them number 50 on the fattest side. So the idea that also, among many other predictions, when cannabis became legal in Colorado, of disasters that would ensue. One of the disasters that didn't ensue is everybody eating so much junk food that everybody got super fat. So Colorado, number one on the list, next to Massachusetts, Utah, Hawaii, Montana. And I get the four out of those five states. I'm not sure about why Massachusetts has the fewest amount of fat people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Massachusetts, why? Maybe, I just don't have an answer. If we had Liam Sheff here, because he was a Massachusetts guy for a while, he would tell us. But I don't know why that is. But in terms of the fattest states, Mississippi, number one on the list. West Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana. All southern pride, if you will.
Yes, I can understand the Louisiana one. I gained 30 pounds when I was in Louisiana.
Gained a lot there, right? But apparently, smoking weed's not enough to make you fat. There are other things that are happening there. And
they are very active and healthy in Colorado, so kudos. Kudos
to
Colorado.
I think that's the answer to that question. Which of those states, four out of five of those states are super active in terms of outdoor activity a lot of the year? Colorado, Utah, Hawaii, Montana. Even the winter months, I think they do skiing in Montana. Massachusetts, again, somebody explain to me why Massachusetts doesn't have as many fat people. If you're watching on the YouTube, let me know. Comment there or go to robertscottbell.com and tell me, because I'm just not a Massachusetts expert. Park the car. Park the car. It doesn't make sense. What does that mean, even? All right, we got a lot more healing to go. Hey, it's Christmas season. Are they playing the music already? And is it good or bad for mental health? Somebody somewhere is going to chime in on this when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts of Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850.
Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Patrick. Patrick, give me some audio.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, Simon? Okay, Theodore? Okay, Alvin? Alvin!
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Come on. You hear them? They're playing it at Halloween now. Christmas music is everywhere. And I do enjoy good Christmas music. Don't get me wrong. I'll sing to the Christmas tunes. I'll play them. Sometimes in July, there's a time every year around around Independence Day, July, that I get a craving for Christmas music because it's about the furthest time from it. And I'll have a day or a week.
Seriously? Where
I'll play some. I'm serious. It'll happen to me. It will happen
really?
To me.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do they? They've got that saying, Christmas in July, right?
Yes, and it happens. It comes over me. It's like, all right, I need to hear it, and then I'm good, and then I'm good till December. But of course, it's not. It's happening in October and November. The question is, what will psychologists say? And according to this article, it's bad for your mental health. British
especially
psychologists.
Especially that song.
Well, yeah, a little.
You can't listen to that too many times. It will make you go crazy.
Yeah, a little Christmas chipmunk style. Say that it can. It's a clinical. Oh, come on, really? The clinical psychologist's name is Linda Blair.
Oh.
My neck turns all the way around.
Are you serious? I zone in on those things, but I miss that this time. Her name is Linda Blair?
Yes, she is. She says you're simply spending all of your time and energy trying not to hear what you're hearing. Oh my gosh, no! I think people are making that up. Maybe I'm wrong. Blair says store workers are more at risk for being mentally drained by the array of cheerful music. The same songs being played constantly makes it hard for employees to tune it out and unable to focus on anything else. I guess if you're stuck like in an elevator music scenario, that could be argued to be problematic unless you can zone it out so you don't hear it anymore.
Of course, you turn on literally any radio station that's run by a big broadcasting conglomerate. You're going to get that. If you listen to any station for more than like 2 hours, it's going to repeat itself. But I can understand this. I mean, I could imagine being in a store, having a job in a department store, if they only have a playlist of like 20 songs, that could drive you crazy after a while.
Yeah, there's a lot more Christmas songs than just 20, in fact.
Well, but you know how these things work, though. You know, with these playlists, somebody will just put something together and just runs over and over and over. Right. And if you're working there for 8 hours in a day, you're going to end up hearing the same songs over and over.
It's true. That's why I'm asking my daughter to write another Christmas song. She wrote one last year. In fact, I don't know if we ever played it on the air, but hopefully I'm going to get her to record it so we can play a unique new Christmas song that most people haven't ever heard. And that might switch it up a little bit for those that are in monotony land because they play the same song over and over and over. All right, with that, go to robertscottbell.com. See the links are up in the show notes, the stories we've covered this hour. Also, things that will help you along your way to achieve better health, prevent things in the future. I mentioned about neurological degradation diseases. I will tell you in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, we go into the critical needs for selenium to protect your brain and nervous system. Number one on the mineral list. Also, silicon. Silica is so critical for brain and neurological health, yet it is often overlooked because it's thought of as the skin, hair, and nails only, when it really is critical for neurological integrity as well. There's so much more to that. We've talked about essential fats and, of course, CBD now being neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. I've said that, definitely I'm going to submit neurological degradation disease discussions for next year. As I'm doing lecture tours, I'm going to focus a lot on that next year. I've said it. I'm going to reinforce it so I don't forget it, because I think more and more people are becoming aware that they're on the road to that, whether it be dementia or whether it be Alzheimer's, whether it be MS. It's happening in younger and younger adults, particularly females. How and why is this happening? Well, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll continue to have segments where we'll talk about the causes. And unlike the mainstream medical mafia media, we'll actually give you options that will truly prevent these things and reverse these things, as opposed to pretending that those things don't exist and that just we need $1 billion or $1 trillion more of your money sent to a research rat hole at the NIH, which certainly has some capable scientists, but unfortunately, if they're paid very well not to see things, they won't see them. And we're not paid not to see those things, I promise you, so we can see them and talk about them. All right, folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing again. RobertScottBell.com, Super Don's here. Next hour, we'll be joined by Rick Jaffe, an attorney doing battle out in California to protect homeopathy from the evil minions of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Somewhere there's a link. Also, what about Dr. Bob Sears writing exemptions to vaccination for children? Are they coming after him and all medical doctors in California as well? The power to heal is still yours. Keep listening. We'll be back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.